Time for our daily tech and business report. The workplace undergoing huge transformation driven by AI. In 2025, AI's impact led to significant job losses for the second consecutive year. To talk more, we're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Bloomberg's Matt Bosler. So we're talking about more than just secretaries and salespeople, right? Talk about the sectors that were impacted by AI.
So customer service representatives is really the big one besides the secretaries and salespeople where we saw significant job losses over the last few years in occupations that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has described as most at risk due to AI. And I'm sure, you know, many of us understand and can relate to that phenomenon as, we see them disappearing all around us in the services we use every day.
Have those sectors done anything about it? Have they found new ways to work with AI? Or they just saw people going off a cliff?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, you know, a lot of these jobs are being replaced by, automation in workflows, right? It's not just kind of human facing people. It's a lot of people who are, involved in processes that are kind of in the middle of these various chains, right? So credit authorizers, for example, people who are processing credit applications at banks and credit card companies and the like, they actually saw the biggest percentage decrease. More than a quarter of them have lost their jobs over the last 3 years since the introduction of ChatGPT. There are other similar jobs like procurement clerks, right, who do similar sorts of things. And then there's another group of people like graphic designers, technical writers, right? These are people who, you know, do serious client-facing work, but again, companies, customers have really sought to replace their services with cheaper AI alternatives.
Has there been a pushback with clients or customers? And I'm not sure whether companies would bother to listen.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. You know, I think we hear that anecdotally, right? But there's no real way to see that in the numbers. And certainly everything we're seeing in the economic data at the macro level, of course, is a full speed ahead with the AI deployment and the data center build out, right? We're really seeing that being the main driver of economic growth in the U.S., even as we have a major shock to consumer spending in the form of higher energy prices from the Iran war. You know, it used to be the case that as went the U.S. consumer, so goes the U.S. economy, since consumer spending accounts for more than 70% of economic activity. But that just doesn't seem to be the case this year, given how much momentum this AI build out really has.
Are there industries that are embracing AI and then retraining their workers to support that? Because I remember when it first came out, they said, well, you know, someone's going to have to learn to run the computer. Somebody's going to have to do this, that, and the other thing. And I don't know if that's actually happened.
Well, there are actually some really interesting examples of that in this data that we looked at for this article. One obvious one is in healthcare, right? So this is the one that really bucks the trend. We're seeing a very rapid increase in a group called medical secretaries and administrative assistants. And what seems to be going on here is that healthcare is recording a big decrease in secretarial, basic filing clerk sort of jobs, but a big simultaneous increase in the medical assistance category. And what that looks like is perhaps the same people, but being recoded into doing, slightly more technical activities in their jobs. So that's one example of where we are seeing that. Another interesting example is in the tech side, right? So we're seeing a big decrease in roles that are classified as computer programmers, but software developers, on the other hand, employment is going up. So possibly we're seeing a similar sort of effect there where job roles are shifting a bit as opposed to, you know, being outright destroyed.
Everybody looking to pivot. Matthew, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg contributor Matthew Bosler. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays at 8 a.m.